A new Siena Research Institute poll released on this Martin Luther King Day surveyed New Yorkers on race relations, discrimination, and sexual harassment. When it comes to race relations, the survey indicates a slight uptick of positive opinion.
This is a question that Siena has asked numerous times over the years on Martin Luther King Day. And what we find right now is 39% of New Yorkers say that race relations in the state are excellent or good, mostly good. 4% say excellent, 35% say good. 58%, however, say that race relations are only fair, 43%, or poor, another 15%. Now, it's up from the last time Siena asked, which was 3 years ago, 2015, when 31% had positive, 66% say negative. But we're really down significantly still from where we were earlier in the decade. As recently as 2013, 54% of New Yorkers thought race relations were excellent or good, compared to 46% who thought they were fair or poor.
According to the numbers, was there a large disparity between the races?
24%, only a quarter, just under a quarter of black voters say that race relations in the state are excellent or good, compared to 40% of white voters who say that. When we asked voters generally, do they think that minorities experience racial or ethnic discrimination in New York? More than two-thirds say yes, they do. 68% of New Yorkers say that, including 63% of white voters, 78% of Latinos, and 88% of black voters. But then when we said to the voters, how about you personally? Have you personally been treated unfairly within the last year, based on your race, your ethnicity, your gender, or your sexual orientation? And I think this is a staggering number. 29% of New Yorkers say yes, that within the last year, they've been treated unfairly based on who they are. 47%, nearly half of black voters say that. A quarter of Latinos, a quarter of whites. More than a third of women say that they have been treated unfairly because of their race, ethnicity, gender, or sexual orientation. That's a very large number.
The poll finds the majority of New Yorkers quite opinionated when it comes to sexual harassment in the workplace.
Right now, 74%, nearly three-quarters of New Yorkers say that sexual harassment in the workplace is a significant problem. 29% say it's a very significant problem. And we don't see a great deal of difference. 75% from New York City, 76% from the downstate suburbs, 73% of upstate. There's not even a huge gender gap. That's an encouraging sign. 78% of women say it's a significant problem. 71% of men say it. We then went on to ask voters, are you aware of sexual harassment at a workplace where you have worked? And more than a third, 36% of New Yorkers say that they are aware of such incidents taking place at their workplace. And again, no difference really by geography. 33% of New York City voters, 37% of downstate suburban voters, 37% of upstate voters say that they are aware of this happening. And finally, we ask voters, have you yourself been the victim of sexual harassment? And yes, 25%, a staggering number, 25% of all New Yorkers say that they have been the victim of sexual harassment at the workplace. 36% of women, more than a third of all women in New York, say that they have been victimized by sexual harassment in their workplace. So clearly a lot of work for New York to be doing, and certainly the whole country to be doing on the issue of sexual harassment.
Now, Steve, how many years have you been doing the Siena surveys?
Well, this iteration of the Siena College poll, doing these monthly political surveys or nearly monthly political surveys, began 13 years ago, February 2005.
Is there was there any one survey that stands out in your mind that that surprised even you?
I'm surprised frequently by the results in the survey, and that's why I find it so intriguing to not guess at, not conjecture about what the public thinks, but to actually ask the public and find out.